Hello and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two amazing guests. I have with me Kara Lensmeyer and Nils the Red. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, Kara, if you can introduce yourself and let us know where we can find you on the internet.
I am Kara Lensmeyer, although in the podcast world, you guys will probably know me as Kara the Oracle or just Oracle, and I am on the Gotham podcast on the DVMPE website, and on Twitter, you can find me at Kara_Oracle473, or on YouTube, you can find me Kara the Oracle.
Perfect. All right, what about you, Nils?
Hello, I'm Nils the Red. I'm the ginger beard Viking from Norway, also on the DVMPE. I play the podcast Dirt Therapy, where we play D&D, and you can find me on Twitter on Heavy Metal Jesus.
Brilliant.
World coolest.
It is pretty great. All right, well, let's get started. Kara, how did you start listening to podcasts?
Well, it started out when I was in, I was a junior in high school, and I was getting into voice acting, so I decided to listen to Talkin' Tunes with Rob Paulsen, because he's one of my favorite voice actors of all time, and he had a few of his podcasts on there, and then he got on a hiatus, so I was looking for something else to listen to, and I looked up the Gotham podcast, and the DVMPE one was the first one that I clicked on, and I loved it. And one day, the host, David Vox Mullen, the man of many talents, and my lovely boss, he said, oh, you guys can send in stuff and email it to us, and we'll read it on the air. And for a while, I was the only one sending stuff in. So I started sending in fan theories, and I eventually connected with him on Snapchat, and we started talking. I sent him an idea for a podcast that he said he was going to do. They ended up not being able to do it because of scheduling, which was completely understandable and fine. So he said, why don't you do something? So within 30 minutes, I typed up something, recorded it on my phone, and sent it to him. And he's like, wait, how long did it take you to do this? And I'm like, maybe 20, 30 minutes. And he's like, okay, you're good at this. We're keeping you.
That's awesome.
So that's my origin story.
But, you know, don't you mean you stalked him on Snapchat?
In all seriousness, I found the Gotham Podcast Twitter, and through that I found Vox's personal Twitter, and his profile picture was his Snapchat, so I added him on Snapchat, and I'm just like, hi, I'm that weird girl who keeps emailing you. So yes, I got into podcasting by sliding into Vox's DMs.
Nice. What about you, Nils? How did you start listening to podcasts?
When did I start? It's been a while. I was home on sick leave and kind of bored, and I was pretty active on Twitter back then, more active than I am now, and somebody suggested I should start listening to podcasts. I've never heard about podcasts before, and I just searched it up, and I found The Incomparable, the main show, and just fell in love. Was listening to everything they've ever done, and every sideshow they made, every spin-off, everything. And when they made the D&D podcast, and that got me interested in D&D, and going back and forth on the Facebook with people and everything, and all of a sudden we had the podcast.
That's fantastic.
And yeah, that's the short of it.
Oh, so you did the same thing I did, where you stalked a group of people.
No. I didn't stalk anybody. I just kind of snidely suggested we should play something when people were posting their pictures of the D&D books. I was like, we should play, don't you think? And I just let them fix everything.
That's awesome. So both of you kind of were inspired by the podcast that you were listening to then make your own podcast. So I guess that covers the second question as well, which was what made you want to start making podcasts, and that kind of gets that covered.
I've always been interested in radio, and I tried briefly to get into radio when I was finished with school, but that went rather poorly. But the dream remained, and I was hoping someday I could just get into radio, and then podcasting happened. I was like, this is perfect. I can make my own radio.
Yes.
And nobody can stop me.
Yes. No, that's it exactly. You know, podcast, it has such a low barrier of entry that it becomes really about what you're talking about and how that communication is in place. And so really anyone could be on the radio, which I just love. My daughter is still impressed that I can be on her phone. So, you know, she's one of my subscribers, and it's great because, like, she's just like, Mommy, you're on my phone. And it's really cute how exciting that is. And it's just, I love that whole thing.
My daughters don't get to listen to me play D&D.
Probably smart. But they can listen to this episode, so that's okay.
Yes. I told her about that. I'm going to do this interview, and said, you can listen to that one.
Perfect. Yes.
Are they not allowed to listen to Nerd Therapy yet?
Oh, heck no. My youngest, she doesn't understand English. She's just 6 years old. My oldest, she's going on 13. So she's in the place where she's old enough to understand what we're saying, but she's too young to listen to what we're saying.
Yeah. I can definitely see that. Especially, you know, that whole language barrier, that's got to be impressive. I'm always saddened with America's lack of multiple languages. So mad props to pretty much everyone else in the world that learns English, and especially children when they're just so, that's the time to teach them, but that's a whole other podcast and conversation to have that is not related to this.
In Norway, they start teaching English in first grade.
Oh man, that's amazing. Amazing.
Well, what inspired me was I just got inspired by how much fun everybody seemed to be having in it. Like, as soon as I got into the DVMPE community, they kind of just adopted me, and now I call them my army of weird uncles, which is great. And
I'm the king.
Yes, yes, you are. And you will tower over everybody if/when we ever meet. That would be awesome.
Yeah, the communities that are built around podcast communities, it's like the podcast empires and, you know, the different networks, and even just meeting someone and being like, hey, this is my podcast, and someone listens to it. You develop this friendship, and the ability to talk to these people and have them in your ears, wherever you're located, however often you're able to listen to them, all of that. It's just really, really great. And I love getting to, talk to people about their origin stories and what makes them love podcasts, because it makes me happy to hear that. And so that's what this show came about for. So I'm so excited. Yay for real weird uncles.
I consider them my second family, which is great. And they always have my back. And if I'm always like, if I'm nervous about something, or I'm just like, hey guys, can you just like talk to me about whatever? And they will do that. And basically they will just also mess with me, such as a certain Viking likes to do to me every once in a while.
All right. So now to the meat and potatoes of the podcast. Kara, what is your favorite podcast, and why do you love it so much?
Nerd Therapy.
Hey, no influencing
Shut
each
up,
other.
Nils. Oh, you clearly don't know us.
We have this thing going.
I think my favorite podcast that I listen to is probably Talkin' Tunes with Rob Paulson, because it's the thing that got me started, and it also got me through a lot of emotional crap that was going on when I started listening to podcasts, and it honestly helped motivate me and get me happy in the morning, because I had choir early in the morning, so I was just like, okay, I gotta wake myself up, let's listen to some guys talking about cartoons. So that's honestly my favorite podcast, and it helped me a lot.
Yeah, that's so great that you're able to find things that can influence your life more than just like, oh, this is fun. Like, yes, it's great to have happy, fun things to listen to too, but man, is it great when you can have something affect your life that much. That's especially when you need it during a time when you really need that moment. That's pretty great. All right, Nils, what about you? What is your favorite podcast and why?
Oh, I have so many. I think I have like 35 podcasts
It's okay. It's like top four. There is no
on my
requirements for only one if you can't pick just one.
I actually haven't heard the Gotham podcast, Kara.
That's fine. That's fine. I know you don't watch it.
but I have to go with. I think. If I were going to choose my absolute favorite, I have to go with Incomparable, the main show. Because that's the one I first found, and that's the one who's been stuck with me for all these years. And the game show is I think that the main one and the game show one, it's a shared first place. I just love hearing those guys talk about stuff they are. Passionate about and the fun they have and everything. I would, it's like a group of friends, but just I can't participate or they can't hear me. I still participate, but they can't hear me.
Yes, yelling at the phone is a common occurrence for when listening to the game
Oh,
show.
when they play Trivial Pursuit on the game show, oh my lord.
Oh, yeah. Well, and having been on some of those episodes, I can assure you that there is yelling being done.
And the low def, oh
Yes.
my lord. But it's those guys got me through some hard times. I suffer from depression, which has been going on for years. It goes ups and downs, and I had some really, really low points in my life. And having those shows come out weekly and something I can listen to and just forget everything else and just have something fun for a while that I can do while I do stuff in the house, and it just cheers me up. And I don't think I would have. I think my life would be very, very much more miserable if I hadn't had those guys to listen to. So, hey Jason, if you ever hear this, thank you, man.
Yay. All the Jason love.
Oh,
Jason's pretty great.
that's
He's
sweet.
pretty amazing. And I am
Ace.
honored to be on his network. It makes me very happy. And now that we're done crying, let's go on to a happy final
Yes.
question. All right. So, real quick though, remember, audience, you can send in your recommendations for a question that you would like my guests to answer. Just tag it on Twitter with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's pronounced fire bonus. So make sure you send those in on Twitter. And our question this time comes from listener Brian Hamilton. If someone offered you $1 million to listen to 24 hours of podcasts in one day, so basically you would have to consistently be listening and paying attention to 24 hours worth of podcasts, how would you manage that without disrupting your life?
For me, it would be pretty easy. My job is driving a forklift and just putting together lumber for a company. So, I'm pretty much to my own demise every time. So that would be easy. And I just tell my wife to not bother me for the remainder of the day.
Nice.
So that's no
You already
problem. Give him
look
the
like a
money. Give him the
badass
money.
lumberjack.
Yeah, right? He's got that influence from his business.
I am a lumberjack and I am okay.
Oh my God. For me, it would honest to God depend on the day because I work a lot. And if it's, say, a Saturday, because I know I always have Saturdays off. So it would have to be on a Saturday or a Tuesday or just some day that I'm not working. That would be the way for me to do it.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, if somebody wants to pay me, I can do it right now.
Right?
Wife and kids are at the cabin. I'm home alone.
Said I'm available for $1 million checks for pretty much a lot of things.
Yeah.
Please give me money. College money. Doesn't pay for itself.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me on this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com. We are part of the amazing Incomparable Network. Or you can find us on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Kara at Kara_Oracle473. And Nils is at Heavy Metal Jesus. I am at Mrs. Sue. And I hope you all have an absolutely fantastic day.